Internet.
Any guests? No guests?
No.
Renewals. Great. Larry, could you tell us a little bit more about tomorrow morning?
Okay. Please be there no later than 9:50 so we can gather and do whatever we need to do before we go into the Board of Supervisors room. The board starts, their meeting starts at 9:30, so we'll all go in before that. So we are there and ready to go. Wear your black polo shirt, khaki slacks, informal uniform. There's a very good chance, at least from the last email I received, that they want us to sit. The way she said it was, we're looking forward to your performance.
So what's like that saying?
So it's either that we walk in right or we sing. and that's right at 9:30. Once the proclamation is read, then we leave. We don't need to stay. There's no reason to stay for their meetings. Believe me, I know. I've been in a lot of them. But if you get that, and make sure parking is going to, could be a problem. So you probably want to get down there early enough to make sure you find a place to park. There's street parking on Court, there's street parking on Walnut, and they're up on Locust, they have meters. There's the ramp right behind the federal building, thank you. And then the parking a lot just south of the building. That lot is almost always full. So, but being it's 9:30 in the morning and it's Tuesday, Monday, if it was Monday, I would say we're stuck. Because everybody goes down there on Monday, it seems like. But try to get yourself parked. If you park on the north side, you're going to have to walk through the building to get to the south side of the building. If you park on Walnut, you got to walk through. It's not that hard to find. There's only two hallways on each side of the building, so it's not that hard. Then we'll go in, and like I say, they'll read the proclamation, and hopefully the chairman of the board will ask us to sing a song, and we're out of there. So, yeah.
Is that facility monitored with screening, like for metal and stuff?
No.
Okay.
It's not like the courthouse.
Okay. I went in one time to the federal building, something on my pocket knife, and
The last time I was in there, as far as I know, there are no metal detectors in any of the doors.
Okay.
I don't think I've been there since COVID. They never used it.
We didn't have it before. Of course, we had it at the courthouse. About a fifth, but not at the admin building.
Okay.
And this is the second in Court, and they're looking forward to us. So
now we meet at the south door, okay? South door,
just inside the south door. Yeah.
That is a hallway.
Yeah, kind of lobby-ish, and the hallway
right there.
Yeah. Right there.
And if you do park in the federal building parking lot, there is a skywalk that goes over the second floor, which takes you down to the first floor.
What would you like us to say?
Are you comfy with Downaway or Shop? Which would you?
Downaway. Downaway. How many people will be joining us?
Oh, that's great.
Excellent. All right. How many people need shirts?
Everyone have a shirt? The black shirt?
You can brought some shirts over here.
Shirts are over here. So try one on. If you don't need it, you might need it later on, so you might have sizes right now. We're kind of an influx of
limited on sizes. I got lots of lots of large, and then they jumped to triple X and 4X.
So there's quite a jump.
So two of us could share.
Yeah, you could. Speak for yourself.
Not 16 more.
Well, before the evening's out, if you're going to show up, please make sure you get a good shirt or make arrangements to get a shirt from somebody. Try it on and make sure it fits.
The biggest reason I think that we're doing this for me is that every year, except for one, since we started our Youth in Harmony, the Board of Supervisors has always given us grant money. And each year it's been a little bit more and a little bit more. But we need to thank them by showing up. And that's why I wanted to do that proclamation down there, because they've been good to our chapter over the years. And I know it, some of it was my affiliations with Angela finally. Now I'm in Tom Hawkinsness quarter. I'm not sure how that's going to work out after they do all the lines, but anyway, Tom was the one who I called. He still remembered me, thank God, and it seemed like it was a good thing anyway. So.
Appreciate it so much. That's a good PR. So get some pictures if you can.
Yeah, we need to have someone make sure they take a picture of us.
You're a good listening group. Let's show us off. All right, so be on time.
I'm kind of off subject, but next Sunday at 6 p.m. down in Truro, we're having an Easter cantata. It's the Madison and Warren County Ministerial Association, so a whole bunch of churches. We got about a 30-member choir, and we got a 12-member orchestra, members from the Des Moines Symphony, volunteered to come down and play. And it's really good for and it's free will donation, so it's at 6 in the evening, so
I see.
It's a nice way to start the Easter season.
Okay. Also, we will be going up Grandview on Saturday, 9 to 11. Great turnout, as I said, very, very good turnout, and we move so well at that time.
Right? It's crazy.
It's great. So let's continue that on.
How about next week?
The following week is Easter weekend. I'll be on. We will not
have to. We're going to Monday or Tuesday.
There is, I have to get back to Dr. Duffy. We gave a donation of $2,000 to support an individual student if they were going on an international tour. International tour got canceled, so we just gave a donation to the Corps for their stateside tour, which just ended up, I think, on the 18th of March. They would like to give us an update on that. Unfortunately, it is a Monday that they're asking for us. If you saw it on Saturday, they're looking at 6:30. The 18th. So, that is Monday. I think we owe it. I need to get back to it. So, do you think we can go both evenings? Or just...
I think that's going to be too much.
Or do we just show up for the presentation and leave after that on Monday? You got that?
Because we're coming here Tuesday the 19th?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know that.
We have this, yeah. Let's get the rehearsal schedule set up. Let's you and I chat and set up a rehearsal schedule.
One thing I forgot, masks are not required in the Polk County building. Not required.
So on the 18th, we'll stay for the presentation. 6:30 for those who can make it, and then be back at that. Then Tuesday we're here, 6:30, and we'll be down at 6 in the sanctuary.
On the 19th
in the sanctuary. And in the sanctuary. And again, we'll get this out to you after we talk a little bit.
For this presentation on Monday, do you want us to wear the black polo again too?
Why not? Don't have to wear those cat faces, the black holes, the Venuses, something, the bosses. Because we're not staying there for that long. It's going to be maybe 20 minutes at the most.
It's 6:30 to 7:15.
Right. We'll see how much they're going to sing for us. They're going to sing for us as well. So those who can make it, we're glad to see you on Monday. But we're not going to
have that new showing for that.
So explain Monday and Tuesday.
Monday evening at 6:30, Grandview is going to give a recap of their tour, sing for us, then we leave.
So there's no practice that night, it's just going there?
Going there to see their presentation.
Hour or an hour ago?
And we'll see how.
Okay.
I don't know at this point.
No problem.
We're their guests at that point.
So it will not be long. And then Tuesday night, 6:30.
It's not this next week. It's the weekend. Yeah. We're talking about the 18th. Monday the 18th.
Yeah, the 18th.
So on the 19th, we come here at 6:30.
That's correct. Right. In the sanctuary.
Will there be an email reminder of these various things that you just go?
Definitely. So let's not confuse with the lawsuit talk right now. We'll get something out to you. Trust us. Yeah. You got 10 minutes. See you back here at 8 o'clock. Ready to go.